Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're continuing today about Long Jim, one of the prominent citizens in the late 1800s. The Columbia Reservation included everything north of Lake Chelan to the Canadian border and west to the Cascade Crest. Under pressure from whites who wanted access to the area, the government began to retreat, first removing a 15-mile strip on the northern border in 1883, and then on May 1, 1886, opening up to all white settlement demands. During this period, the Chelans had continued to live on their land on the north shore of the lake and river, living in peace with the whites in the area as long as the settlers stayed on the south side of the lake. In March 1890, things changed when developers entered the tribe's homeland and began plotting a town site. Long Jim and his people resisted, pulling up survey stakes at night. By May of that year, infantry troops from Fort Spokane arrived and forced the Chelans to the Colville Reservation. Long Jim and three others who resisted were held for 9 weeks in a reservation guardhouse. Upon his release, Long Jim was allowed to return to Chelan, but most of his tribe remained on the Colville. Eventually, he was allowed to retain a 640-acre parcel near Chelan, but he soon realized his homeland had been forever changed, and he moved to the site of the Fort Okanagan on Colville Reservation. He and several others then began a legal fight for the Chelan based on the fact that Chief Moses had never had the right to cede their lands when he agreed to the Columbia Reservation, and the fact that the Long Jim's father, Inomosicha, had never signed the papers. After years in the courts, the case came to a mostly inconclusive end. Long Jim spent the rest of his life at the junction of the Columbia and Okanagan Rivers. 5 years before his death, Long Jim was pleased when his daughter Jessie was chosen as Princess America II at the Northwest Indian Congress in Spokane. In 1931, as Jessie was completing her education work in Kansas, Long Jim fell ill and passed away before she could get back home to be with him. And that's the story of Long Jim. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.